This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Democratic presidential candidates are on the road today, working to build support in seven states holding primaries or caucuses tomorrow. At stake are 269 delegates, more than one-tenth the number needed to wrap up the nomination. Polls show Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is leading in most of the states, but there are sizable numbers of undecided voters. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Kerry's lead may be strongest in Missouri, but polls also show him in front in Arizona, North Dakota, Delaware, and New Mexico. He's in a tight race with retired General Wesley Clark in Oklahoma and trails North Carolina Senator John Edwards in South Carolina. Edwards has said that he must win in South Carolina tomorrow to stay in the race, and he's focusing his campaign there. Yesterday, he attended services at Bible Way Apostolic Church in Columbia. It's a large church with some 7,000 members. Reverend Darrell Jackson told the congregation of several hundred that as a minister, he can't endorse a candidate. But he made no secret whom he favored.
And of all of the candidates, the one that I like, you make your own decision. You make your own choice, is the one who's here visiting us today. And that is Senator John Edwards from North Carolina, born in South Carolina. Stand, John. I want to present to you, by the way.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has already begun looking past Tuesday to contest later in the month. Yesterday, he conceded that he's unlikely to win anywhere tomorrow, with the possible exception of New Mexico. Dean campaigned over the weekend in Wisconsin, which is holding a primary on February 17th, and in Michigan, which is holding caucuses Saturday. Yesterday, at a recreation center in Detroit's suburbs, Dean talked about the issue top on the list of voter concerns in Michigan and across the country, jobs and the economy.
This president has lost 3 million jobs since he has become president of the United States. And there's one more job we want lost, and that's his. $225,000 of those jobs came out of the state of Michigan, one of the highest unemployment rates anywhere in the United States of America. And if you make me president next Saturday, we are going to put those jobs back in here. I'm going to tell you how we're going to do it.
Dean yesterday also continued attacks on frontrunner John Kerry, citing reports that Kerry has raised more money from lobbyists than any other senator. He even delivered the ultimate insult for a Democrat, calling Kerry a Republican. Kerry defended himself and asked for an apology, saying he's fought harder against special interests than anyone else in the race. Kerry spent Sunday in North Dakota, which has the fewest delegates, just 14, at stake in caucuses Tuesday. Several hundred people attended a rally at Fargo's Air Museum, where Kerry channeled some of the Democratic anger against President Bush that's been a hallmark of the Dean campaign.
Stand with me for an attorney general who is not John Ashcroft. Stand with me for independence and fuel, and on November 2nd, we'll send George Bush back to Texas, and we will stand up and yay to America. Mission accomplished. Let's go out and make it happen.
Kerry is the only candidate running television ads in all seven of the states voting on Tuesday. He's campaigning today in Arizona and New Mexico and plans to await tomorrow night's primary returns in Seattle. Washington State holds caucuses next Saturday. Greg Allen, NPR News.